here we are, my friend, with an opportunity to say Merry Christmas on the day that is celebrated worldwide, this long-remembered birth of Christ celebration, one that began some centuries ago with, in fact, a kind of adaptation, which was the way the church did things then, particularly as Christianity advanced through Western culture and such, and they'd come up against a what was considered a pagan holiday and just simply morph into that whole thing. And so the idea of a midwinter celebration of life and, you know, the kind of thing that was true then for a lot of those native populations, well, it was just absorbed into the advancement of Christendom. And with that, the 25th of December, long having been connected to the winter solstice sort of period of time, became a church calendar observance. And so, you know, historians have argued whether or not, in fact, the 25th of December is noted as the birth date of Jesus of Nazareth. For most of the Christian world, it is a bit irrelevant, I suppose, in some respects, inasmuch as the whole focus of this holiday really has to do with the observance of God's intervention in world history. So as a Christian believer is taught to believe, we recognize this miraculous, this immaculate conception as it is recorded in the New Testament, as God's intervention in our world. In fact, it was God's intention from the foundation of the world, so it says in the same noted Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. Here we have Christmas 2021, replete with all kinds of other interpretations and modifications and adaptations. The culture that we know, the American modern culture, has decided to move away from the more religious aspects of the holiday, and again, kind of what the Romans had done and then what Christians had done centuries ago. They've redefined what Christmas is, and it's about Santa Claus and spending a lot of money that you don't have, running up your credit cards, remembering people from your past and maybe distant parts of the country or even around the world. Giving is a big part of, you know, modern American Christmas. So we're going to take some time here in this show to identify a lot of those aspects of what is Christmas for us now, but maintaining our faith position that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that he was brought into the world by the will of God, and that as the Son of God, this God manifest in human form, had a purpose, had a message that was rather simple, although we've, I think, for the most part, missed this point along the many ways that we've come. And that was simply that he said, I've come into the world that you and I might be one and that we would be one with the Father. So this notion that a human being could become one with the divine, this infinite being, this God who created all, and that through this Son, this gift to the world, is reconnected, is brought into a kind of holy family. Some have referred to as a kind of holy dance. Well, that's a very different way of looking at Christmas, I suppose, for a lot of people. But that's how we're going to approach it today, and I'm going to bring back to you some of those folks that have been part of our Christmas celebrations over our 10 years in keeping with our observance of this 10-year anniversary of Tallahassee Talks. I hope you enjoy it. Right at this moment, we're going to begin with some music from Royce Lovett, one of Tallahassee's faves. And Royce is going to bring to us his song, Home for Christmas. One, hope two. You enjoy it.
Missing the joy and laughter everywhere. I want to see the snow falling slow in the air. I'm missing mama's cooking, no, please take me there. Around the fireplace, the love we share.
So when the party starts, don't let it stop. I don't even care if I gotta give you not. The family's here, the food is here. Happy holidays and a happy new year.
Happy new year.
So the family's here, the food is here. Happy holidays and a happy new year.
I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home for Christmas.
Come home.
Coming home, feel so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been missing seeing all the kids run around. I've been missing grandma say, y'all go sit down. Woo! And everybody singing old songs in the house.
So when the party starts, don't let it stop. I don't even care if I got a gift or not. The family's here, the food is here. Happy holidays and a happy new year. Man, I wanna dance, break it down on the floor. Baby girl, do we really need a mistletoe? The family's here, the food is here. Happy holidays and a happy new year.
I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home for Christmas.
Remember that? Yo, you're good. Don't let go. Turn around and do that. Yo. 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 How y'all feeling? Hey. Feeling good. Man, I feel good. Yo. Hey. Room check. Hey, fellas. How y'all feeling? Hey, ladies. How y'all feeling?
I'm coming home for Christmas.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, a breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall down before, the ox and ass and camel which adore. Angels and archangels have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim thronged the air, but only his mother, in her maiden bliss, worship the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can give him my heart.
The reading of In the Bleak of Midwinter from our very good friend, Miriam Dady. Miriam, thank you for that.
I enjoyed being here and being a part of Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
I wanted to go on and on.
A pleasant, pleasant contribution to our feast of goodies here with the Tallahassee Talks annual Christmas show. By the way, folks, that Christmas carol, as it is referred to then, In the Bleak Midwinter, is based on a poem written by Christina Rossetti in 1872, and there we have the reading of the poem. It was originally published in Scribner's Monthly. In fact, it was written upon request. So this Christina Rossetti provided the publisher with this poem, which later then became part of our traditions when it was set to music and published in the English Hymnal in 1906. And that was Gustav Holst that made that happen. So a marvelous thing that has continued to be part of Christmas for all of us. And you have made it a part of our Christmas. Thank you.
It has always been a part of my Christmas. When I was in high school, Leon High School, right here in Leon County, Capitol Singers did this every year at the final, as their final song at the end of the Christmas program at Leon. And I can hear them today. When I, just reading it right now, I can hear all the voices of Capitol Singers.
When you think of Tallahassee, and you are a longtime Tallahassee resident, you mentioned graduating Leon High School. Here you are. How was Christmas Day for you this year? And tell us about some of those Christmases past.
Christmas is one of those things that can get away from me if I let it. And for me, the idea of trying to just plow through, get the gifts done, get the things wrapped, get the cookies made, I really stepped back this year. I didn't do any of that. I concentrated on a few little things, and I think this is the way I'm going to do it from now on. Have you ever heard of alternative Christmas?
It sounds familiar.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, I guess it's sort of, personally, I'm lashing out at some of the way Christmas has become commercialized. But so many on my Christmas list or on my card list are people that really don't need another thing in their house or on their countertop or in their car or wherever it is. And I choose those individuals who really don't need one more thing, and I will make a contribution to something that I know is really important to them, whether it's Alzheimer's Project or whether it's English speaking as a second language in Gadsden County or the downtown Frenchtown breakfast. Mm. And people love it, and I love giving it. It's as fun for me to, number one,
remarkable,
give it.
Yeah.
Number two, anticipate the recipient receiving it.
Right, right.
Number three, the recipient receives it.
Isn't that very
And it's
cool.
exciting for me
that
all over again.
Cool. You know, when you look around town, and we've had an opportunity to highlight some of these efforts, not enough of them. There's so many, but James 215 Project with Cheryl Driggers and her team, what a marvelous work that is. Of course, Christmas Connection and our involvement with helping Christmas Connection. It just goes on. And then I talked with Dr. Mignon the other day, and I said, so how will you spend Christmas? And she said, you know, much to what you just said, most of us have more stuff than we need, certainly, or that we really will ever use. And so she said, with my family, we're going to go take care of somebody on Christmas Day. That's how we will spend Christmas Day. This is a woman who is confined. She is not in good health and sort of homebound and in need. And she said, I want my daughters to know that this is really what Christmas is all about. It's about someone else coming and giving and investing in you. You know, we started the show today by talking about Christ coming into the world. And for those of us who are Christians, seeing God in the flesh. And so that's translated then into these expressions for us, right? Where we've been given and now we give, which is what exactly you're pointing to in this alternative Christmas.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Right. Oh, to me, I'm going to create a new tradition. It's a new tradition for me.
Well, there we go. Traditions abounding, not the least of which would be the reading this marvelous poem. Thank you, dear Miriam. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. I wish we could just go on and
on. We should.
We should treat one another like this all year round.
Indeed, we shall. And we look forward to the coming year. So we will continue with more of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny right after this. Stay with me.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph went up to Bethlehem with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. This Christmas, may your heart be filled with the faith and wonder of that first Christmas night, now and throughout the new year. Brought to you by Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive. Call 402-0557, Witten Glass on South Monroe, since 1945. 850-222-5781. And by Sellers on Capitol Circle Northeast. Your first choice in quality, affordability, and customer satisfaction. Call 850-656-8453.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on this lovely Saturday. Hope you're having a good morning. Thanks for joining us. You know, there's this thing called Peter's Anomaly. It is an affliction. It's something that a lot of people around Florida and around the country, around the world. Well, many of you know our lovely guest here this morning has been involved with this whole effort to advance understanding and education and funding and research and all of that sort of thing, but specifically in relation to how it is that families are provided for when it comes to the kinds of resources they need to help their children. Okay, so with that in mind, let's introduce Paloma Rambana. Hi there.
Hello.
I'm hoping that we can get into some of the details of what you've been up to. For those of you who are listening and hearing Paloma for the first time, she was, you were here a couple of months ago, right after the whole legislative session had concluded, and you had this wonderful effort, which is, I think, known as Paloma's Dream. Was that the idea?
That was the idea. But the real name of the organization that I'm working with is Fund the Gap. It's
Fund
for
the Gap.
Children in 6 to 13 age group who aren't currently receiving funding because the Division of Blind Services has only been funding 0 to 5 and 14 to 22. So here we are in the dark, and everybody else is with 22 really lighted light bulbs, and we're like, Hello. Can we have some of those, please?
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? So there's this gap. So there's the idea of funding the gap, in which if you're within that gap as an individual in terms of age, there's just no help for you, right? The insurance companies don't help. The blind services doesn't help. So what did you do to try to help all of us?
Well, I tried to help with.
You went out and talked with the legislators, didn't you?
Twice now.
Yeah.
I did that, I believe, in March.
In March, yeah.
And so we talked about things such as why Division of Blind Services has not funded this group and a lot of other things. And we've also led two marches, and we've set up a website and...
It's awesome.
Yes.
It really is. And you're a perfect spokesperson for this because, to me, you are, because here you are as an individual who has this condition. So you understand it. You know how this affects somebody's life and your family, right?
Yes.
And so then what you're doing is really speaking up on behalf of all of those families in Florida who could use a little help from Division of Blind Services.
Yes.
But you won. You got to the legislators and you said, look, we can do this. And so then the governor signed into law the funding you need as a sort of start. Now, it's not the end of the sentence, is it? There's more to be done.
There's a lot more to be done. There's like a pause at the moment. But I did lobby again, and we did ask for $3 million.
Wow.
So... there's about 1,000 children in Florida who aren't receiving this equipment and vision things.
And they need those
things. So they need that.
Right.
So
and from my understanding, those things they need, the equipment, is very expensive.
Yes. I have a lot of equipment, and one of them costs $3,000.
Wow. Wow. And folks, let me tell you that Paloma Rambana is a very articulate and well-spoken 10-year-old who is in the fifth grade. And where do you go to school?
McClay.
You're at McClay School. Well, it so happens that Paloma has 20/200 vision, which means she's legally blind. 20/200 means that she can see from...
20 feet.
20 feet, what and someone else might be able to see...
From 200
feet. 200 feet. There, got it. Okay. I'm not very good at that stuff. So anyway... here she is working very hard to help us all then fund the gap so that these families who are in need, many of them who do not have the kinds of resources that they need to afford this equipment, then can get assistance from Division of Blind Services, right? Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay. What was the inspiration for you? Now, you personally are challenged with this condition, right?
Right.
But, you know, there are a lot of kids in your situation. Why did you decide to take this on personally?
Because I'm trying to let them know that they're, like, not alone and that we can help you and you're not going to be that person in the dark all that time. You have opportunities. For instance, you can become a very well-educated lawyer and have my condition if you just have straight-through all-life help.
Look at that. So there's more to be accomplished in one's life than simply having to face this affliction. That's a very good point. I also notice here that not only have you given several speeches, but in talking with legislators, you've been trying to get them to visit your website. Is that right?
Yes.
What is the website address?
So the website address is palomasdream.com.
Okay.
And when you go to the website, there's a lot of different things that you can see and learn about me and learn about the FOSB, the Florida Association of Agencies Serving the Blind, which is working with me for this cause, and a lot of other things. So,
well, that's a pretty cool thing, palomasdream.com. And there you can also buy a license plate, right?
Yes, you can buy a State of Vision license plate when you go to renew your tag. And you can also do one more thing to help, which is to contact your legislators and the Appropriations Committee. That, I believe, is the last tab on the website. So you click on that, you can learn how to do that. And it's a pretty easy process, but that's how it works.
Wow. Well, folks, if you're just kind of tuning in on this idea, here we have Paloma Rambana, who is helping lead the charge in Funding the Gap. That's the name of the organization, to provide much-needed assistance for families in Florida with children who face this Paloma's anomaly, a visual impairment. And so far, things are going pretty well. You're on the cover of the current issue of Tallahassee Family Magazine.
Yes, I am.
You're a rock star. Man. And you've received commendation. She got a mayoral proclamation from the president. That was pretty cool. American Legion Department of Florida's Fall Conference recognized her, and then she received several commendations, ranging from the president. I'm assuming that's the president of the United States. Yes, President Obama. And then she had this mayoral proclamation. So up and down the line, you're just being recognized all over the place.
Yes. Well,
you probably won't even want to talk to me after you become so famous with all this stuff.
No! Okay. That won't happen.
Well, thanks.
Just a couple of things that I wanted to add, that
yes,
there's about 1,000 children in Florida that are with, they are registered with the Lighthouse and the Division of Blind Services, but there is no way they are receiving funding because the Division of Blind Services is not there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, $3 million is not even a quarter of what will help. Since there's about 1,000 children, $3 million will only help 345.
Wow. So it's a big need, and we are just getting started, aren't we? We got a ways to go. Folks, let's get involved. Let's get behind Paloma here as she leads the charge in helping to fund the gap. You can find her online at palomasdream.com. Let's get involved and do something the right way. What do you think?
That's what we need to do, and I would love for more support and help from all, and that's appreciated. so much.
I can tell. And folks, we appreciate you sitting in on this wonderful conversation with Paloma Rambana. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Because it's Christmas time, you know, this is a good time of year, if not any other time of year, to talk about the way in which we share Christmas joy and giving and celebrating all the ways in which we are blessed. And God has certainly blessed us all in many ways, and yet there are some among us who want for simple things. And it's always a good time of year when we can reach out to those in need and share with them a bit of Christmas cheer and love and encouragement. Well, guess what, friends? We have with us a lovely young lady who happens to be involved in just that kind of work. And her name is Belen Rambana. So let me welcome Belen to the show. Hi, Belen.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
7 years old.
Seven? And here you are already thinking about helping other kids who need things, and things like personal toiletries and toothbrushes and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
What got you thinking about doing something like that?
Well, I thought of maybe helping other people. And because my dad is from Jamaica.
Ooh. So there are people in Jamaica then who need this help. And are they kids like you? Some of them?
Some of them.
Kinda, huh?
Kinda.
So they're various ages. Some are young kids, some are old kids. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
But I understand, too, they're all students at a school there.
Yes.
In Jamaica. What do you know about the school? What do you know?
Well, I do know that my aunt is the...
What is she? Is she the director of the school or the principal of the school?
It's not the principal, but...
Okay. Well, she's involved.
Yes, she is.
And she's helping with that school, and it's Womers in Kingston, Jamaica, right? That's the name of the school, Womers?
Right.
Now, here's something else I found out. This is really cool, Belen. This is a school that started back in 1729. Did I get that right? Yeah, 1729 was established as an English-speaking school in the Caribbean. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Because your dad told you, right?
Right.
Okay, see, that's why it's cool to have a dad like your dad, because you learn stuff about really cool things like Womers in Kingston. Okay, so you find out from your aunt that a lot of these girls at this school need your help.
Yes.
Right, so what are you doing to help them?
Well, first I'm giving them pencils, toothbrushes, pens, it's like toiletries.
Yeah.
To school supplies.
Ooh, that sounds important. Because it's tough to be in school if you don't have supplies.
Yes.
I can relate to that, yeah. Kind of like being a radio show host and you just don't know how to talk well.
Right.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes. Okay, so you chose the project because of your dad, but now this also works into you working on your Helping Hands badge?
Yes.
Right? And what is that all about?
It's about helping other people, and this is helping other people. So
it is, isn't it?
It's a part of my Helping Hand badge.
Good thinking. I like that. And Helping Hand badge for what? Are you in Scouts?
I am, and I am a brownie.
You are a brownie? A real
yes.
brownie? Wow. I don't think I know another person who's a brownie. I've known about brownies, but you're a real brownie. And here you are working on your Helping Hands badge. Very cool. Well, so where is this going? Now, are you getting other people to help you get all this stuff together then?
Yes, okay. I am.
Yeah, so you're getting donations from whom? Who's helping you? Like your mom? Has your mom helped?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And people are donating.
They are. And do you have a website?
I do. blendsfriends.webs.com.
Ooh, I like that. blendsfriends.webs.com. Come on, folks. Is that like the coolest web address you've ever heard in your life? Belen's Friends. It's B-E-L-E-N-S. That's her name. Okay, Belen. So it's blendsfriends.webs.com. Now, what happens if I go to your website? Do I have a chance to, like, donate stuff?
You do, and that's how we know that you are donating.
Hmm. How very cool. Folks, you know, we started by saying that here we are at Christmas time, and here's 7-year-old Belen who is taking it upon herself, with a little help from mom and dad, of course. But along the way, what are you learning about helping other people? What do you know now about helping?
Well, I know you should always help, even if someone is mad at you, you should still help them.
Oh, that's a very good thought. Because, you know, my wife sometimes gets mad at me for silly things that I forgot to, you know, feed the dog or something. But she's still nice to me even then.
Right.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you ever get mad at your sister?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. But you're still nice to her then,
right?
Huh? Do you, so let me ask you this. Are you going to get her a toothbrush for Christmas? That's the question.
Well, we already sort of have that.
Oh, you do?
Right.
Well, see, that's the thing. These young students, the girls at Walmers, they don't have those simple kinds of things, do
right.
they? I get it. So that's why you're helping. Folks, you can help too. blendsfriends.webs.com. Simple enough. It's a great way of sharing with the love and joy that Christmas reminds us of and brings to us. And in fact, here I'm also reading in my notes that if you have donations and you can let Belen know that on her website, they'll actually come and pick those things up from you and make sure that they are presented then to these girls in Jamaica at Walmer School. So do you send all the toothbrushes and toiletries and school supplies all in one big box, or how does that work?
Well, we put them in bags, and since we have someone in our family that's going to go to Jamaica, he is going to bring that with him.
Oh,
it's in a suitcase.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That way we know for sure that they'll get to the right place and the right people, right?
Right.
Very cool. Are you glad that you're doing this?
Yes, I am.
What do you feel when you think about these girls getting these nice things from all the work you're doing?
I feel like I'm doing something right, and I'm going to have a good Christmas.
Ah.
And they're going to be really happy.
I love that. And I love your hair, by the way. You have very
Thank
pretty
you.
Hair. Yes, and you're wearing a pretty beautifully designed hairband with that lovely pink flower.
Thank
it's
you.
Perfect. It's such a good look for you, too, by the way. I should say that. Well, folks, this is what we love to do around here, and I should tell you that Belen Rambana, you might recognize the last name, is sister to Paloma Rambana, also our guest in today's show, because we wanted to say, hey, folks, it's Christmas time. It's time to share the goodness of God in the lives of other people around us. Well, let's keep doing that, and we will thank our dear friend Belen for being with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, you stay with me. We've got more coming up right after this.
In 1853, John Mason Neal wrote the lyrics for A Christmas Carol, telling the story of a good king who went out on the Feast of Stephen the day after Christmas to bring food and firewood to a poor peasant. According to legend, the king's page complained of the bitter cold and deep snow and was about to turn back when this saintly king instructed him to simply follow in his footsteps. Miraculously, the page found that with each step, his feet were warmed along the journey. Thomas Helmore sent the
the inspiring lyrics to a 13th century tune and gave us the beloved carol, Good King Wenceslas. And now you know another Christmas story. Brought to you by Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive. Call 402-0557. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers on Capitol Circle Northeast. Call 850-656-8453.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny as we continue in our celebration of Christmas 2021. Hope yours is turning out to be enjoyable, full of light and laughter and family and friends. And I mean, it is Christmas Day after all. And what a pleasure for you to be here with me in this. We're looking at some of our Christmases past. And I have to balance that out a bit by giving you an update on Christmas present, especially in relation to our annual campaign, Help Christmas Connection. So you've been with me in this now for several weeks. We always start usually around the end of October, reminding you that Christmas Connection's work is upon us. And believe me when I say they're already fully engaged at that point in the calendar, because they'll start next week preparing for Christmas of 2022. That's how that works. But I have some great news for you, in as much as I had a call from Lisa Harvey earlier this week. And in fact, the results of this year's campaign have been magnanimous. Isn't that good to hear? Listen to this. Of all of those families, and there were 550 families that were on this critical needs list, and they had submitted to the respective social workers those things that they had wished for. They were asked to put together a wish list. Many of them were asking for some basics like cookware. Wow, that just, I don't know, that breaks my heart to hear it. But here's the great news. All of those 550 families had all of their wishes fulfilled. So congratulations, my friends. You did this. Over 1,477 boxes, nearly 1,500 boxes of gifts were delivered. 168 bicycles and tricycles were given away. Wow. And now you have 315 families that were adopted by families and businesses in the community. What that means, if you're not familiar, that's a family that is taken under the wing of another family or a business or an organization and simply cared for, so that all of those things that they're in need of supplying to their children and themselves are provided by that adopting family or that adopting business or other organization. So all 315 families then were adopted. Over 20 different community-based collection drives were instrumental in supplying gifts for the warehouse to support the 235 families that were not adopted. So think about that. They had all of these people that they were trying to take care of. Over 20 different community-based collection drives were conducted, and in doing so, all of those other families were provided for that were not adopted outright. Extra donations went to support additional needy families in the community, not even on the list that was Christmas Connection's primary concern. So there we succeeded, and additional financial donations helped to defray expenses related to the operation and the purchasing of additional gifts that went to other families in need. In the months to come, those financial gifts will also be used to assist in paying rent and utility payments. Wow. Tallahassee, you have done well for yourself in this way, that Christmas 2021 helped Christmas Connection campaign is a magnanimous success, and I thank you so much because this is, for us, this is our way of trying to make contribution in a substantial manner, and it brings all of us together in such a way that no matter what part of that process you're involved in, if you're just out there preaching the good news, some of you may have seen in the weeks that have transpired recently, we were fortunate to have Lamar Advertising partnered up with us, billboards all over town, you know, shouting the good news, help us help Christmas Connection. The radio ads, the TV ads, Channel 27 was generous with their airtime, 93.3 FM, our own Moose Magnificat, all of these media outlets that said, yeah, we want to help. And believe me when I say they were able to match the funding that we had available from our sponsors, who themselves were extremely generous. And we had, of course, Tallahassee Family Magazine, Wit and Glass, the Truck and Car Concepts. All of these people were part of us being able to supply the need for advertising in our campaign. Sellers here in Tallahassee over there on Capitol Circle, Sellers Tile, known to many of you as Sellers Tile. These are the ways in which we were able to make all of this happen. And, of course, our very good friend Jeremy Matlow at Gain Street Pies. All of these sponsors made it possible for you and I to get that word out there. And you, my friend, have succeeded in caring for these families. All right, we're going to take just a moment, and we've got some more music coming your way. And this from Del Suggs, Silver Bells.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, flash a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. Christmas time in the city.
sleigh. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We are celebrating Christmas here in 2021. Glad you're with me on this very special occasion for Tallahassee Talks. We're going to take the next few minutes here and just enjoy some great Christmas music from local artists.
Still dark out, and it will be for a while. The cold floor makes it hard for me to smile. But the clank of a spoon in a coffee cup, the dog's cold nose says it's time to get up, 'cause Christmas was different for me. The truck starts, it's time for us to go. GW, my dad and brother Joe. Rattle of the cab and a grunt from my dad was my Christmas melody. Christmas was different for me. The field shines like silver in the sun. I remember how fast the dog could run. The guns in the rack, the dog in the back was my Norman Rockwell scene. Christmas was different for me. Christmas tree, there were thousands growing tall. Whatever we got filled the Christmas pot. God bless us one and all. On the way home, they'd pass a jar around. But when it came to me, I tried to drink it down. But the kerosene taste nearly made me choke. Daddy laughed through his cigarette smoke. Christmas was different for me. We didn't need a Christmas tree. There were thousands growing tall. Whatever we got filled the Christmas pot. God bless us one and all. I got kids now and they never would believe how excited I got on Christmas Eve. Without G.I. Joe or Nintendo or a plastic Christmas tree, Christmas was different for me. So I sing this rhyme every Christmas time about my family history, 'cause Christmas was different for me.
Shepherds, shrink not with All of those fairy tale Yuletide things. Each tree is trimmed and the lights are living. Our hearts rejoice with the love and giving. Come, we will gather round the fire, sing these Christmas carols, jolly we. This season, come and join together, sing these Christmas carols, jolly we. Ring Christmas bells, Christmas is here. Break out the chains.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks is here. It's Christmas, and we are here to wish you the very merriest of all the Christmases that you could possibly imagine wherever you may be at this moment. We certainly pray that it's good for you, that you're with family and friends and loved ones. If not, if you're celebrating Christmas on your own, well, we're glad that you've made your Christmas plans to include us. And I've got the very lovely Miriam Dady with me. How are you, my friend?
Merry Christmas, Brian. I'm glad I'm here with you.
A pleasure. And in her position here, your ableness is co-host and host of our Business Spotlight regularly. Always a pleasure to be able to bring you to our audience in a way that gives you a little bit more latitude. I know that with all that you have going on in your family and with all of your activities and friends, you keep a pretty tight schedule.
I do.
And somehow you squeeze cookie making into all of that.
Well, you got to do that.
Right.
You have to do the holiday things. But, you know, no Christmas is the same. People try to keep traditions and they try to keep all of their memories alive. But every Christmas has something new. And I know everybody listening knows that one Christmas is going to bring something brand new to their life and to their memories and add to that whole flavor.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what it's been like for me
here
this
we
season.
Are, Christmas Eve 2016, and as we look back through the year that has transpired, it has been remarkable in its impact. The number of things that have happened, of course, dominated, I suppose, by the political activities and all the presidential race and all that has gone on nationally and locally. Christmas for you is what then? Is this celebration or is it more reflection or a little of both?
Oh, that's a good question. I really see Christmas as more reflective. I probably do as I get older. but I see Christmas more as a time, I mean, the natural kind of gait of Christmas speeds up, but it's about peace.
Yeah.
So I have to consciously make myself slow down and remember the people I love and care for and remember those who aren't here to enjoy this Christmas.
And I remember you mentioning that at your church, they actually have a blue Christmas?
Blue Christmas, which could be any number of reasons people aren't, jolly.
Celebratory.
aren't necessarily jolly, but they still are reflective and have gratitude and have things to be thankful for or look forward to on the horizon.
And some of those who are in attendance are those who have lost loved ones.
Yeah.
And not necessarily in recent days, but maybe they're just recalling those days when.
It could be any kind of loss. I mean, it's not a fun service, but it's a cathartic service.
Yeah.
And to,
as you say, reflective and.
Yeah, to.
Meditated.
To offer worship and gratitude and kind of submit yourself to a place of peace when you have things that are unresolved in your heart and your mind.
Yes.
It takes a lot of guts to do that, but you leave with such a sense of peace.
Remarkable that in our community in the last several weeks, we've had some tragic losses.
Right.
You know, a Tallahassee Fire Department captain.
Boy.
Who all of a sudden is taken from us.
Yeah.
Right. And then a Childs High School student who is killed. And then the wife of a very close friend to so many people, a man who, Bert, who has been in real estate for many, many, many years. And you just sit back and go, if that were me, at least this is what I do, how would I cope with that? How would I deal with it? And how would Christmas even figure into my thinking and my life at that moment? And here you're talking about a church and people within that church that step up and say, well, here's how we're going to do this.
Yeah. It is definitely a time of worship. Think about Mary and Joseph on this journey with nothing but the clothes on their backs and a sack or two, being turned away everywhere. This was not a fun journey for them. They weren't on vacation. No Club Med in their future there. Right. Just going to register for taxes.
Right.
What a drag the first Christmas was.
Honey, you're going to love this. I'm taking you back to Bethlehem.
And she's like, I'm not up for travel.
I mean, come
right
on,
now.
Really? Joe, can we talk about this? Oh, boy. Yeah, a good reminder there that while perhaps tinsel and holly and pretty lights are part of our scene, Christmas in its origin is something quite different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it gives me a moment to talk about this article that I had a chance to write for Tallahassee Family Magazine. And the title of the article is Hope for the Holidays, right? Which came about because I was thinking through a lot of those same kinds of issues. And where does that hope lie in a holiday that otherwise is, at some level, can be kind of garish, you know, sort of gaudy, right? or the billion lights on your house. This is really, you know, and we can make fun of that and say, I'm so glad that Jesus came as a little baby because otherwise we wouldn't have all of these pretty lights on our house. I mean, this is what he came for. It made me dig a little deeper into the whole notion of holiday, holly or holy day, where the holiness of the day is really represented in the kind of reflective stance that you take, the kind of gratitude, the humility, right? The sort of humbling of self, which then Mary and Joseph did.
Yeah.
They said, okay, this is not the best time for us to make a trip, but we're going to go do this.
Yeah.
And so they humbled themselves, and in so doing, she brings forth her firstborn son and names him Emmanuel.
Yeah, how about that?
God with us.
I mean, there was no one at the inn that was willing to give up their room for a woman who is 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And they go to the manger.
Striking. Yeah.
It couldn't have smelled good.
Yeah, their housekeeping was probably not to par.
Can you feature it?
With most of us expecting, you know, the soap dish to be sparkling.
Right. And, you know, this is also Christmas Eve is coincidentally Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah, too.
Isn't that cool?
And imagine celebrating that you don't run out of oil for a lamp.
Wow.
But again, we're talking about humility.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
Wherever you are, my friend, we're glad that you're here with us in this capacity, that we have a chance to share holiday tidings of great joy on this Christmas Eve. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, along with my good friend and co-host Miriam Dady. You stay with us. We got more right after this.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill for men.
And the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. This Christmas, may your heart be filled with the glory of that first Christmas night, now and throughout the new year. A message of hope brought to you by Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive. Call 402-0557. Witten Glass on South Monroe since 1945. 850-222-5781, and by Sellers on Capitol Circle Northeast. Your first choice in quality, affordability, and customer satisfaction. Call 850-656-8453.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking with Merlin Beatty, and Christmas is alive and well in 2016 on this Christmas Eve, and you are here with us, and we're so delighted. We have cookies and eggnog standing by, just in case we are in short need of such things. And it happens, too, as we reflect upon the truth of Christmas, the magnitude of Christmas in its simplicity. It is God incarnate. It is the person of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us. And, you know, when you start to simplify your understanding, my understanding of what God is saying in this act, these events that transpired, you're left with a kind of untold or unexplained mystery. Now, why did it have to go this particular way? Mm. You know, why did all of these other much larger events, why did Caesar declare that a tax should be levied? And how was that anticipated as part of this whole story? So, I mean,
yeah, how in the world did the Roman Empire tie all of Western civilization together? For this very event.
In this moment. And so if those things were serendipitous, that they just happened to occur that way, well, you're left with even, at least I'm left with even more astonishment that this was all sort of random and odd, that it just all kind of lined up the way it did.
Yeah.
One could argue that other such events throughout the history of the human race defy such explanation, right? That all of it just somehow sort of worked out without there being a guiding hand, divinely inspired and directly divinely a divine intervention, right?
Yeah.
So I think of these two, and we mentioned it earlier, Mary and Joseph, who find themselves entrusted with this moment in their lives. And it's certainly not something that they had anticipated. We have been told this story so often, I think. And as you say, it's been westernized to the hilt. We've forgotten some of the humanity involved, I think, or we just don't think through what does that really mean if something of that nature were to happen in your life. And some of you listening right now might say, yeah, I've had those kinds of experiences, up or down,
yeah,
in which I sort of sat back and said, I don't know what to do here. I don't know how to deal with this. We can say that here in 2016.
Yeah.
A number of events have transpired for us locally, nationally, and maybe personally.
Yeah.
And so when I think of Christmas, I think of us gathering around this idea that we are connected, that as families we are connected to one another, and families connected to families, to form a community that is intertwined and connected. And so wherever you are today in your Christmas, as we are here on Christmas Eve for 2016, you're going about those things that are customary for you. Maybe you're busy in a kitchen, in your kitchen, cooking. Maybe you're delivering to neighbors of yours that you want to share some trifle, something that would be meaningful to them. One friend of mine takes her two daughters, and they go visit this woman who is homebound physically disabled, and they care for her for the day, and that's how they spend their Christmas. And so maybe there are those kinds of things that you're doing, or maybe you're just gathered around there in your living room with loved ones and reflecting upon all the good that has been bestowed upon you. Mm-hmm. Certainly Miriam and I are here with you in that. And it would be I suppose it would just be inappropriate for us to not say Merry Christmas and how good it is to be together at a time when we could use a little more togetherness, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine those, going back to the original Christmas, those three guys that traveled however long following a star, they brought gifts. They didn't know what they were going to find. Mm. And I wonder if they were disappointed in who they had to deliver those gifts to. And then, of course, you never hear what Mary and Joseph did with those gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did they live on the income from those gifts?
Right.
But the giver and the receiver, it didn't seem to matter. That wasn't even a part of the story.
Right.
We put too much emphasis, I think, now on the gift from one to another, whatever department store it came from, and not the act of giving.
Yeah.
Who got it?
Indeed.
How they felt about it?
Yes.
And who received it?
And the obligatory aspects of that. You
right.
know, the pressure
right.
to be able to give the right gift
yeah.
or a gift that will be appreciated. Yeah, we've done that to ourselves,
yeah.
haven't we?
Yeah.
When you think of Christmases past, is there one in your mind that is the most, I don't know, meaningful? Is there any one Christmas that you think of more than others?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm in the same boat with a lot of people. It's my first bike.
Ah.
When I got my first bike, and of course, I was the youngest in my family, so as soon as Mom and Dad would go to the 11 o'clock service at church, my brothers would get me up so we could play with all of Santa's presents and then rewrap them before Mom and Dad got home.
Oh, my gosh. How horrible.
I know.
Terrible.
I didn't have a chance. Poor Santa Claus.
I'm surprised. Yes.
I know. So they got me up. Miriam, come see what Santa brought you. I rode around on that little bike through the, you know, hallway and then went back to bed.
And your parents were clueless.
We had to protect the parents.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they worked much too hard on Santa Claus for us to burst their bubble.
I have to tell you a similar sort of thing that was unintentional on my in my case. I think I was 8, 9 years old, and my parents had hidden all of the toys
yeah.
in the trunk of the car.
Right.
And so for some reason, I was looking for something else, some tool or something that I suppose might be in the trunk of their car.
Oh, no.
Grabbed the keys off of Dad's dresser, ran to the garage, opened up the trunk to find this treasure trove of stuff, and I was delighted and terrified at the same moment. And so quickly closed the trunk. I don't even remember now what I was looking for. Ran back up, threw the keys on the, and none the wiser. Right?
Yeah, you know, so, right.
Those were the moments, I suppose, from our childhood. Are there those in recent days that shine in your mind? Are there places you've been on Christmas that are special to you?
Well, it revolves around family for me. So when I can share with the people I love, I can't think of a specific one that stands out as golden, but it's so schmaltzy. When you think about gathering with your family and playing some stupid game, whether it's Twister or something else, that's the precious stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you have it, my friend. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny for Christmas 2021. Glad you were a part of it. We're the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat right here in Tallahassee. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week for our annual New Year's show. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location.
That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the seller's advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Seller's Spacious Showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.